Today we will talk about trading on different time levels. What are those time levels and how does the choice of the time level affect your trading? What are advantages and disadvantages of different time levels? Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. So first of all, what is meant by time levels? When talking about time levels, I mean the holding period, and I also mean how you look at a price chart. Are you looking at a weekly price chart where one candle is 1 week, looking at a daily price chart or intraday, etc.? Here are some examples. One type of trading is called high frequency trading. In this case, you're holding a stock or a financial instrument for a fraction of a second. The next time level is called scalping, where you're holding for a few seconds to a few minutes. Then there's day trading, where you're holding for a couple of minutes to a couple of hours maybe, but not longer than one day. Then there's swing trading, where you're holding, for example, a stock for a couple of days to weeks. Then there's trend following, where you let the stock or the trend run for a couple of weeks or months. Position trading, with a holding period of a couple of months to maybe even years. And investing is everything longer than 1 year, definitely holding for many years. So how does the time level affect your trading? The longer you hold a stock, the more you will have to look also on the fundamental data. You will have to look in the business reports, the earnings growth, sales growth, these kind of things. You'll have to look maybe even at the management, the business model. The lower the time level is, the more the pure technicals are counting. So technical analysis basically means that looking at the chart, maybe applying some indicators, and then purely based on the price action, deciding where to buy and where to exit a trade. And also the lower the time frame, the more you will have to operate in a mechanical fashion. You could imagine talking about high frequency trading where you're holding a stock only for a fraction of a second. It's impossible to do that completely manually. So what are the pros and cons? When you're operating on a very low time level, you will have to react very quickly, or as I said, you will have to apply some kind of mechanical, some kind of automated strategy. And the larger your capital is, the more difficult it becomes to operate on a low time level. It's easier to scale on a little bit higher time level, at least as a swing trader or above. When you're on a lower time level, let's say as a day trader, that can be very profitable, but you can also lose money very quickly. And probably in the long run, a little bit higher time levels, let's say swing trading or maybe position trading, is more profitable. And it's easier, at least when the market environment is right. Operating on a higher time level, so let's say even higher than swing trading, so more as a position trader, less time is required and it can be very profitable. But of course, as a beginner, you want to gain experience quickly. And if you're doing a trade only every couple of weeks, it's difficult to really gain experience and to learn. And again, operating on a higher time level, you have to have more analytical skills. It's not pure technical trading, but you also have to really look into the fundamentals. And not everybody is a rocket scientist. In fact, very few people are. So what is the sweet spot? Of course, everybody has to decide for himself, but probably for most people, maybe swing trading is the sweet spot. It's very profitable when done correctly. It's easier. You can gain experience fairly quickly. You don't have to have extreme analytical skills. And therefore, for active trading, probably for most people, swing trading is the way to go. But of course, you can also, if you want to spend less time, if you don't want to be that active, and you want to focus more on higher time frames, maybe you could think about doing some position trading with ETFs. So it's, you don't have to put in that much analytical work. Yeah, you don't have to pick single stocks or individual stocks. You can try to identify big moves within the market. Or you could apply different methods, one maybe very active or fairly active with a single stocks or individual stocks, and one maybe less active with ETFs. I myself, I'm doing both as well. But in any case, self-analysis is necessary. You need to find out what is the right way for you, which method is matching your personality, how much time are you able to invest into your trading activities, how much complexity is matching your skill set. Yeah, let me end this today with a short reminder. I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. In this ebook, I will show you 18 of the most important structural characteristics of the stock market. You need to know those inherent structural characteristics of the stock market if you want to be a profitable trader. You can now download the ebook for free on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. See you next time. Bye-bye.